The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
Said, Jerry, you really don't want to go. And then when I get there, Jerry, you know you ain't supposed to be here. I talk to myself like that. But I also tell myself, I can do this. I can get through this. And so I have a choice. I can be like the prodigal son and lie to myself because everything he said was a lie. Everything he said was a lie. Yes, he sinned against heaven. He sinned against his father. But it was a lie to say he was no longer worthy. You're still your father's child. And so that makes you worthy. And so everything he said beyond his sin was a lie. Just because you've been victimized by a sin of your own making doesn't mean you have to live with the consequences of guilt, fear, and trepidation, like something bad gonna happen to you in life. You don't have to live like that. You can tell yourself what God said about you. And I would always want to be on the side with God. Huh? Somebody might have said you're ugly, but God says I make all things beautiful in this time. So you need to look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful in the Lord. So that's the first voice you need to overcome. The voice of yourself. Then there's the voice of others. Oh my God. So many folks got an opinion. So many folks got something to say. Let me tell you something about opinions. They're like your rear ends. Everybody got one. And why are we so susceptible to other people's opinion? That's because we haven't formed one for ourselves. But what about the voice of others? And you know, I was looking at this. The Lord led me to 1 Kings chapter 13. The entire chapter is devoted to this issue. And in 1 Kings chapter 13, it's about a good prophet who became disobedient unto death. He disobeyed God and he died as a result of it. So what you find in 1 Kings chapter 13, God sent a prophet from Judah to Bethel to prophesy against the altar and the evil king Jeroboam. And he told the prophet, when you get to Bethel, do not eat in that place. Do not drink water in that place. And return back to Judah in a different way than what you came. So the prophet was a faithful prophet, and he went and did what God told him to do. He went to Bethel, and he prophesied against the altar. He prophesied against the evil king Jeroboam, and the altar split, and all the ashes flowed out. And the evil king was upset, and he tried to lay hands on the prophet, and his hand became withered. So he entreated the prophet, pray to God for me to heal my hand. And the good prophet prayed to God, and God restored the evil king's hand. So the evil king said to the prophet, come home with me today so I can reward you. I want to be a blessing to you. And the prophet says, no, I can't come. Even if you were to offer me half of your house, I cannot come. Because God told me not to eat in this place, not to drink water in this place, and neither return back to Judah in the same way in which I came. And so the prophet, he got on his donkey and proceeded to leave town. And then there was an older prophet in Bethel. His sons had heard about this miracle. And the sons came back and told their father, the old prophet. And the old prophet saddled up his donkey and he caught up with the man of God. And he said to the man of God, come into my house. Let's have dinner together. And the good prophet says, no, I cannot. Because God said to me that I was not to eat in this place, nor drink water in this place, and neither was I was to return to Judah in the same way I came. And the old prophet lied to him. Don't miss this. Just because somebody got a title don't mean they don't lie. The old prophet lied to the good prophet. The old prophet said, well, an angel appeared to me this morning. And he told me it was okay for you to come into my house. And the good prophet believed the lie. But God had already spoke to the good prophet. So who are you going to choose to believe? You're going to believe the word of a so-called prophet, or you're going to believe the word of God? It's better to obey God than man. Is that right? So the good prophet went into the old prophet's house, and he sat at his table, ate bread, drank water. And then the following morning, they saddled his donkey, and he was led out of town. And all of a sudden, a lion met him. But you know, even before the lion met him, the old prophet prophesied to him, something bad going to happen to you because you disobeyed God. Now, he lied to the good prophet. Now you're going to prophesy to the good prophet that even though I lied to you, you disobeyed God. Now, something bad going to happen to you. And something bad really did happen to the good prophet. The good prophet was met by a lion, and he was slain in the streets, all because he listened to the words of another rather than measuring it up against what God had said to him. How many times that happened in the church? How many times somebody married the wrong person in the church because somebody said, that's your husband, that's your wife. You respected that person, but you should have had more respect for God. How many hear what I'm saying? And so you end up marrying the wrong person. Now, you're confused. You're confused. You feel like the person's oppressing you. Your life is surrounded with trouble, all because you listen to the voice of another rather than asking yourself, God, what are you saying to me? And I'm telling you what God did to that good prophet who became disobedient, God can do the same thing to every one of us. I'm not saying that God's going to bring death upon us, but God will allow negative, adverse circumstances to come against us because we will learn by listening or we'll learn by pain. And God chastens whom he loves. And oftentimes when things are not going right in your life, we need to take a step back and say, Lord, what's happening? Lord, is it me? Stop looking outside of yourself and saying, it's somebody else. And no matter who lied to you, you're responsible for the lie you believed. Let me say it again. Doesn't matter who lied to you, you're responsible for the lie you believe because God's given you his word. Did you hear what I said? God's given you his word. So you can listen to yourself. You listen to the voice of others. Totally disregard the voice of the Lord according to the word of the Lord. Then there's the word of the enemy, as David spoke of in the passage we read in Psalm 55. There is the voice of the enemy. In Mark chapter 8, verse 33, Jesus began to teach his disciples, and he taught them that he would be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, when he entered Jerusalem. And he says, and I'll be killed, but the third day I will rise again. Peter took him by the side, and Peter rebuked him. Peter rebuked Jesus. Let me say it again. Peter rebuked Jesus. As the old folks said, Peter was smelling himself that day. Peter rebuked Jesus. Jesus looked around at his other disciples. And then he said to Peter, Satan, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan, because you're saying the things of man and not the things of God. The enemy had moved upon Peter in such a way where the enemy began to speak to Peter to prevent Jesus from going to the cross. This is why he looked around his other disciples, because he knew if he didn't go to the cross, there was no salvation for them. And he wasn't going to let Peter or no one else stop him from paying the price of salvation for man. So Jesus wasn't calling Peter Satan. He was saying, you're allowing Satan to speak to you, Peter. So Satan, you get behind me. Get behind me. That's where you want to keep the enemy. You want to keep the enemy at your back, not in your ear. Can I say it again? Keep the enemy at your back and not in your ear. So Jesus said, get behind me. You're saying the things of man and not the things of God. But it was Satan speaking through Peter. Then we hear the voice of the enemy very clearly in the temptation of the wilderness. Jesus fasted 40 days, 40 nights. The enemy comes along and says, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus resisted the voice of the enemy. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But the enemy didn't stop there. And I'm telling you, he won't stop there with you. If he can't bring you one voice, he'll try to bring you another voice. But every voice he brings you will be a voice designed to get you out of the will of God. So then he took Jesus into a exceedingly high mountain. Now, by the way, that was going on in Jesus' mind. He didn't take him by the hand. He took Jesus to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me, all this I will give to you. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. But he didn't stop at that. Then he took him to the pinnacle of the temple. And he says, cast yourself down. For it is written that he shall give his angels charge over thee, lest you dash your foot against a stone at any time. And Jesus said, it is written. And he's quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 8, Deuteronomy 6, Deuteronomy 10. He's quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. For it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So here the voice of the enemy came against Jesus, tempting him with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the enemy will come against you, he'll come against me in the same way. And he comes as an angel of light oftentimes. He'll come quoting scripture, or should I say misquoting scripture. And because you don't really know the voice of the Lord, you don't know the word of the Lord, then you believe the voice of the enemy. And the enemy is a liar. He is the father of lies. He doesn't have the capability of telling the truth. So when the voice of the enemy comes against you, it's always a lie. Come on. And the voice of the enemy has come against us, sowed seeds of discord about people that truly love us and care about us, whether it's a spouse, a loved one, a church member, a friend, whoever. And the enemy has lied to us about that person. And all of a sudden, we've allowed that seed to grow in our hearts. And now there's discord between us and somebody who truly loves us. All because you're listening to the wrong voice. You can listen to the wrong voice by listening to your own voice, by listening to the voice of others. And I don't care again who they say they are, what they say their title is. No, God's given you even a greater title. Remember, Jesus said that John the Baptist was the greatest man born among women, but he is the least in the kingdom of God, which means you're greater than John the Baptist. Don't you look at me like that. John was the least in the kingdom of God. But you are one of the greatest in the kingdom of God because the King lives in you. The King is with you. And we got to ask ourselves, who told us that? Who told us that we were going to be condemned? We are condemned. Who told us we're not worthy? And you still got people like that just don't believe that they're entitled to God's best. Who told you that? And why did you believe the word of somebody else? I don't care who they are, where they come from, how anointed, how many tongues they speak in. God gives you the responsibility of knowing his voice for yourself. And the voice of the enemy is pretty obvious. The enemy is always trying to get us out of the will of God. But the good thing about it, if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Just like when Jesus resisted the devil with these three temptations, then the devil departed from him for a season. He will depart from you for a season. But guess what? When he comes back in the next season, if you have stood on the word of God, he's not going to come back to you in the same way because you already demonstrated you have victory in that area. You have victory in that way. He always comes in a way that he thinks we're vulnerable. And here's the thing that makes us vulnerable. We don't know the voice of the Lord. I'm almost through. We don't know the voice of the Lord. Now, that's the fourth voice, the voice of the Lord. So I begin talking about your voice, the voice of others, the voice of the enemy. But we must know the voice of the Lord. Now, I've been quoting from Hebrews chapter 1 for the last 3 weeks. Verse 1, where Paul says there in verse 1, he says, God. See, everything begins with God. Thank you for those two amens, but everything begins with God. Go to Genesis 1:1, the beginning of the Bible. You know what it says? In the beginning, God. Everything begins with God. Everybody say God. All right, everything begins with God. Now, Paul said to the Hebrews, God, who at various times and in various ways, in times past, he spoke to the fathers by the prophets. And he is speaking to us in these last days through his Son, who he's made the heir of all things, by whom he created all the world. So the Bible clearly says that God is still speaking to us. God is still speaking to us. So when you hear the voice going on in your head, you got to ask yourself, what is God saying? When you hear the voice of somebody else, ask yourself, what is God saying? When the enemy comes against you, you got to ask yourself, what did God say? He is still speaking to us by the Son. And the Son is speaking to us by the Holy Ghost. John 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father to send you another comforter. And when he has come, he will abide with you forever. Verse 26 says, and the comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he will teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance. That he's using his voice to do that. Then in chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall guide you into all truth. And he shall not speak of himself, but he shall speak whatsoever he hears, that will he speak unto you, and he will show you or tell you things to come. So the question is, what is God saying? What is God saying? I've had a conversation going on in my head, but what is God saying? I've heard what you had to say, but what is God saying? I heard what the enemy said, but what is God saying? That is the most paramount. That is the apex. That is the highest voice of voices. Glory to God. You can get yourself in a world of trouble being like that prodigal son had he not had a loving father. had he not had a gracious father, he would have found himself not getting out of the pit, but getting deeper in the pit, feeling like he wasn't worthy. You are worthy by grace. You are worthy by grace. You are worthy to be healed, worthy to be blessed, worthy to live a life of peace and harmony. You're worthy. So that prodigal son, he would have dug himself even deeper had he not had a gracious, loving father who knew the truth. He knew that was his son, and nothing or no one could ever change that. And there's a word of the Lord there for every one of you. I don't care what your children have done. I don't care who your children are, what they may be involved with, they're still your children. And if you don't have the ability to love your children, what makes you think that God has the ability to love you? You love your children regardless. Tell them the truth, but you love them. And then you got to watch out, especially for those title hurdlers. You know, people like to hurl their titles around the church. No, you got a title even higher than that. And that title is called the Word of God, the Son of God, who lives on the inside of you by His Holy Spirit. And don't find yourself in the position that this good prophet found himself in. He died because of his disobedience. And he died because of the lie of another prophet. You need to read 1 Kings chapter 13 for yourself. I mean, you will read this and start scratching your head. Oh, my God. Well, let me take that back, because I don't want you to be paranoid. Well, I don't know if I want to hear what you got to say or not. You be paranoid. Then the voice of the enemy. The enemy always comes in different forms, different ways. Paul says he manifests himself as an angel of light. And ladies, single men, you watch out for those angels of light. Come on. They know just what to say, when to say it. Come on. They know how to treat you until they get you. And then when they get you, soon after that is forget you, because you didn't hear the voice of the Lord. Now I know I'm telling the truth. You see? Now I've been married to the same woman for 44 years this year. And you know what? We didn't court. We didn't have a courtship. We didn't do all that. We was in a holy church. So the Lord said, that's your wife. The Lord said to her, that's your husband. And so we sought the Lord. And we both felt like that was God speaking to us and not the devil. And we sure went other folk, because other folks were trying to pair us off with other folk. Isn't that sad? Pairing folks off in church like it's a dating service. But when we heard the word of the Lord, we acted on it. And I'm not saying that we never had difficult days. I'm not saying that, because I didn't really know her. She didn't know me. She do now. She does now, okay? But the point is, we stood on the word of God, not the word of man. Come on. Not the voice with our own heads, but we stood on what we believe was the word of God. And God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make for him a helpmate. Come on. He who finds a wife, whosoever finds a wife, finds a good thing, and he obtains the favor of the Lord. So sisters, you don't have to go looking. God says, he will find you. And you want him to find you doing the will of God. Glory to God. So I'm a living witness about those four voices. Yeah, I've had the devil tell me to do stuff. Yeah, sometimes I didn't get it right. I've had the devil tell me to hit folk and I hit them. Then the voice of the Lord came and said, repent. So embarrassing. You knock somebody out in front of other folk, then you got to go in front of all of them and repent. You see? But I want to be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I want to live a Spirit-led life. Come on. And so I'm not looking to get in somebody's prayer line. I'm not looking to call up Prophet so-and-so to see if there's a word of the Lord for me. No, no. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. Glory to God. And I've learned his voice. Sometimes his voice is just a small, still voice. And you have to be sensitive to that. But that voice will always bring peace because that voice always speaks according to the word of God, which is the voice of the Lord himself. If you learn anything today, give the Lord some praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, speak to your people. Show them the way. Oh God, give them a deaf ear to the voice of others that would mislead them and cause them to go astray. God, give them power and just supernatural Holy Ghost radar recognition against the devil. For your enemy, your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But God says, resist him in the faith. And without this faith, it is impossible to please him.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. We hope you'll join us Sunday for a live worship service at 1430 South New Hope Road in Southeast Raleigh. www.agapeword.net. That's 10 a.m. Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship.
Hi, I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.